Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Today is June 6, 2020, and we have so much to talk about, and I can't guarantee that this video audio will be under an hour. So to make sure you know what we plan on talking about, the list is, we're going to talk about Lisa Page's new job. Oh my gosh, you know it. She went over to the media side. And then we really want to look at Richard Dearlove and what's going on in Britain and their false flag and why Nigel Farage is now in on it. We want to look at contact tracing, how it looks in America and what you need to watch out for so that you're not trapped in this web, which is really nothing other than Dragonfly. And then finally, who wouldn't want to talk about this economy that's getting ready to just rip, roar on fire? Thomas, which one of those would you start on?
Whatever you say, Betsy.
All right, in order. Lisa Page has a new job. She's joining her buddy from the Mueller team over at MSNBC. Andrew Weissman is going to be working with Lisa.
Unbelievable. Literally two of the biggest criminals involved in the coup of Trump go over to the media. Well, that just shows what you had pointed out yesterday, that the intelligence and the counterintelligence particularly, but intelligence and espionage and the CIA operatives and the people who are doing the dirty work go to the media. So we have Donna Brazile, we have Clapper, we have Comey, who was practically on TV every night. We have Andrew McCabe. Now we have Lisa Page, one of the lovers, and who is in on all of it. Completely complicit. We've already seen it all. And they're going to then turn to her and ask for a nonpartisan bias, unbiased opinion?
Her title is National Security Legal Analyst.
She broke national security when she became basically a treasonous, seditious war actor attempting to take down a presidential election and the president. And to this very day, she's this spouts off just like Peter Strzok, who they say was her lover, but you've always pointed out probably wasn't, since we've never seen one speck of affection between the two of them. But we always said that Lisa Page was there with Comey and his bunk buddies, which would include, of course, McCabe and Strzok and Baker and the whole gang, Rubicki, all of them. And she was the woman there. And for some reason, she just happened to be, you know, Peter Strzok's lover. It doesn't really quite work out that way. Here's the way it worked out. 55,000 text messages, and we only get under 300 of them. And they're the most damnable thing you've ever seen.
And those are redacted.
They're redacted, and Peter Strzok got to choose them. We were told by Michael Horowitz that Peter Strzok himself got to choose which of those texts we were going to see after they had taken anything and parentheses,
okay.
I'm doing air quotes, personal out of it.
People, you heard that right. Imagine that you committed the crime. And then later, the police in their investigation call you up knowing that you committed the crime and said, would you like to go over the crime scene before we get there and straighten up or tidy anything up? That's what this is.
And then Andrew Weissman, on the other hand, the dirtiest cop in D.C., the one who has had more overturned decisions than any other attorney that I've ever heard of, he uses the most ruthless tactics. Remember, he's the one who waited until the day after day they kept bombarding the office that held President-elect Trump's materials. So when you're president-elect for a short while, instead of going into the National Archives, those go into a separate place. Well, Andrew Weissman kept going in and saying, give me those records. And they said, you can't have those records. You're out of your mind. So they waited until the head archivist was gone and they went in and took them. And then when they said, you took them, they said after, oh, it was an accident. And once they took what they wanted and they used it against Trump, which there was nothing there, but they tried to get anything good to use against him, they gave them back. Okay, they did the same thing. That was Andrew Weissman also went after Michael Cohen and illegally grabbed things that were attorney privilege materials, client attorney privileged material, and basically broke the law to do that. Again, using just basically strong-armed methods to get into places he wasn't supposed to be. Andrew Weissman was involved in from the beginning, he was one of the first people to see the first stupid installment, which was nothing more than a summary that Christopher Steele had written from what the FBI and Corey and what's his name, Schrader, Corey, and the DNC operatives who had written smear material before for Hillary, they had already worked with Comey, and they had basically put together their best package with Fusion GPS, gave it to Christopher Steele, and he wrote these two first installments. Andrew Weissman had those in his hand, along with another lawyer who ended up on the Mueller investigation. Her name was Zainab Ahmad, I believe is her name. And that's the first one who drew my attention to show that they were setting up Michael Flynn through the Cambridge intelligence seminars. And so you can see Richard Dearlove shaking Michael Flynn's hand and giving him awards and pulling these people in, and who in the background is Ahmad Zamad. You're going, what's going on here? And Andrew Weissman, they all ended up on the Mueller team. Why? Because they were the people who were guilty. They were the people who handled that dossier, who knew that the FBI had paid $50,000 for every installment from basically January, February, and March was when the first installments were looked at, and then they were carried by Andrew Weissman from the Department of Justice and the State Department, the FBI and the CIA. He was their ombudsman, and he carried them to the Senate Intelligence Committee through James Wolfe, who also then helped. He took the whole entire... We have yet to see the FISA court unredacted complete documents that James Wolfe gave to Ali Watkins that she still has copies of, and no one stormed her house to get the copies of these stolen documents. James Wolfe went to jail for what? 2 months, I think it was. That was after one of the biggest leaks in history. And I believe he's back on his job again as the head security advisor for the Senate Intelligence Committee. So they had these documents from the beginning. And so when you talk Lisa Page was right there from the beginning. She was part of what was called the small group. The first CIA counterintelligence aspect that the regional director, Peter Strzok, formed with an alliance with the FBI counterintelligence, and that was called the Small Working Group. And that was the basis, previous basis, before Crossfire Hurricane. And remember, there was also Crossfire Razor, which was an attempt to get Michael Flynn, which had been going on for some time. There was also the four or five intelligence attacks and law enforcement attacks upon Paul Manafort. So they knew that they were investigating these people, and Crossfire Hurricane was to simply implant, and they tried to implant Carter Page, who was an FBI agent. The other day, I was so disappointed that no one asked Rod Rosenstein, how did you not know that Carter Page was an FBI paid agent, you fool? Of course you knew. You were completely aware of that.
They are not
going to
ask questions like that because the Senate is compromised.
It's
just so disgusting when citizens out here know the truth and we see this kabuki theater going on. Like, they think that they're fooling us, and they're not. Now, when you see the Lisa Page and Weissman on MSNBC, it really strikes at home that the report that we've been giving you about what occurred in 1909 with the Empire Press Union, this is a very important meeting that occurred where two agencies, I'll call them agencies, groups, were born, and that was your spying network and your lying network. Your spies go in later. We see this as Five Eyes, as the Brits spy on the whole world. They set this up long ago. But in the lying area, they had to keep all of us brainwashed so we wouldn't see the truth. So the lying comes in on the media aspect, where the media controls everything, and the publishers, your textbooks, what you can read. All of this comes from their lying mechanisms. So here we have the spying and the lying coming right together at MSNBC with Lisa Page.
Remember, Michael Horowitz said that there was no politicalization of the FBI and the CIA, FBI and the DOJ, which included the Strzok Page attack on Flynn, the attack on Trump, of course, the attack on the election, the setting up of the fake Russian meddling, as well as the midterm exam, the exoneration of Hillary Clinton, who was never even questioned. She was never even a person of interest in an examination of her own security violations. So these people, you know, they gathered up all the documents, they gathered up the Blackberries, they gathered up the computers, and what did? They hid them. Christopher Wray needs to simply be, like Rod Rosenstein, locked up for their treasonous crimes.
Wait a minute, Rod Rosenstein is not locked up.
He should be. That's what I'm saying. What we heard from him the other day demonstrates that he should be locked up. He wants to tell us that this a FISA warrant to spy on a sitting president, he didn't actually take the time to read it, though he signed off on it. And he was in charge of, three of them, I think, or of the four. And remember, those were written after the fact as a way to stay in surveillance of the Trump presidency, not an election. And that this man then, Rod Rosenstein, as well as Mueller, who for a while knew of this, and Comey and Andrew McCabe, and Dana Biante and the other people that we've mentioned, Strzok and Page, Baker, all of them, they knew exactly what they were doing. They had to take down that president because their Hillary Clinton didn't win. I don't know what they thought they were going to do after they took down the president. I guess somehow they were going to install Hillary. But, you know, that shows the insanity of them. But you got Clapper, who's the biggest liar on the face of the earth, who is on one of the networks. You have John Brennan, who's on one of the networks.
Oh, they're on CNN.
This is a paid liar. These are paid liars, okay? That's what they do. John Brennan's job in the CIA, paid espionage, paid liar, con artist. That's what the CIA does. They should be closed down. We have no need of them.
Yes, but something, you know, you gloss over, and a lot of people gloss over it, and that's Christopher Steele. He is involved in this, and why aren't anybody in the media, in the independent media, because I know why they're not asking in corporate media, why is no one asking about Christopher Steele being a UK spy and being involved in all of this?
And why is it that every UK ex-spy is now okay to work with the United States government, paid millions of dollars to do opposition research work in an election year? Stephen Halper, that he's a dual citizen of Britain and America. He was Christopher Steele's handler. But Stephen Halper's handler was Sir Richard Dearlove.
And that gets us to this next topic, because Richard Dearlove has come out lately in the news.
Oh, Richard Dearlove came out famously. Okay, let's think of this. Okay, he's XMI 5 or 6, whichever it is. He's 6, probably. Anyway, he's the head of their intelligence network for foreign nations in Britain, and it was for quite some time. He is retired. So he comes out and makes a statement. First, I want to ask the question. Why is he making this statement? How does he have more information than others? Why is he allowed to make this statement? If this was true and it came from the intelligence community, which is what he's trying to validate his statement with, why are they giving an ex-intelligence agent all this information about Wuhan, where he can come out and say definitively, 100%, he knows? And because he is, he's the Queen's man, Queen's intelligence, he's, you know, the top of their intelligence field. Well, actually, one of the three tops. But he says, absolutely 100%, man-made virus, which we've been saying all along, created in a lab in Wuhan, partially correct, through basically lab-manipulated bat virus. Okay, that's true. That's one component of it. But he says 100% it's China's fault, and that China accidentally released it through the P4 lab there in Wuhan, and that crazy bat lady, the crazy bat doctor, Dr. Xin Shi, was the source of all of this. Well, we know that, but it goes much deeper than that. So Richard Dearlove, first off, you're not an active intelligence agent, so why the heck are you speaking? Who gave you authority? You are a stooge. You, like a person we're going to mention in a second, simply are a mouthpiece to say the stupidity of what the British want us to believe. Now, remember that Boris Johnson had his arm around George Papadopoulos. Cameron was talking to Papadopoulos. Stephen Halper was courting him. Everybody, all these Brits, big Brits, all the Brits, all the way to the top. They were part of Crossfire Hurricane. And now Of course, they're part of the Wuhan virus, supposedly, coronavirus. But let's remember that when good old Sir Richard Dearlove was in charge of what was happening at the Purbright Institute, which then extended to the Murrell Animal Health Institute and also then extended to Kinetic, that of course Dearlove knew exactly that Purbright creates viruses and creates patents on those viruses. And so he knows that the Brits had the patent on the original coronavirus and the current coronavirus, and they have a patent on the vaccine for it. They wouldn't have created it and released it if they didn't have the virus vaccine. So they released it in Wuhan, but he is distracting. It's a false flag. It's a false narrative. It's disinformation. It is misinformation. It is a lie, because that's what his job was to be a liar. And so he's trying to blame it on the Chinese, and you might ask why.
Well, before you go there, but here he is. He's coming out in the news. He's giving this testimony of what really happened. But he is also the person that Christopher Steele would be answering to for this dossier.
Correct.
So Richard Dearlove, front and center of not only the attempted overthrow of Donald Trump, but the coronavirus hoax.
And, yes, and Dearlove is the one who told, who got Andrew Wood involved, who got Downer involved, who got all of them involved. He is the one who told Christopher Steele, take this lying piece of garbage, which I know, and he said, I heard Dearlove state out of his own mouth.
You did?
Yes, that he knew every piece of it was unverified, salacious, and ridiculous. And then he recommended the way to sneak it into the United States government to make it look as if it had come from British intelligence. Mm-hmm. And so he said, what you need to do is the following. And of course, he was already complicit with Brennan. And through who? The head of the CIA London office, who is?
Oh, Gina Haspel. Or Robert Hannigan. Who are you? Which one are you talking about?
Because they were all complicit.
Robert Hannigan going over there helping Brennan wiretap Trump Towers. And you have Gina Haspel over there working with Alison Saunders and Arvinder Sambhai. She's also complicit in the overthrow.
And we say these names fast, but we've told you these things so many times, we assume that you know these things and that it's old hat. What's funny is that you're watching mainstream media catch up to what we have been revealing for years now. So what we're saying here is that if you're looking at the media, it's a lie. It's a lie. Even if you're looking at Fox News and you think you really have the full thing, let's remember that they don't take it far enough. They don't pull out their computer and do a search on Wikipedia for the senior executive service.
They can't, because they are the enemy, and they are there to make sure that our narrative does not get to the truth. They're there to stop it. You spin around in information over and over again, you never get to the truth. How deep has the mainstream media gone into the relationship of Christopher Steele and Richard Dearlove?
Right. And that's the British end of it. Then there's the Iranian end of it, and that's Peter Strzok and his family, who have always been involved in uranium, which is a British deal, and the British being involved in Iran. And so it's the Brits in Iran through Peter Strzok and his three generations of family, two of which were CIA operatives who were part of literally, putting the Shah of Iran on the peacock throne. So we're talking about British. So if you don't have a network that is telling you about those British connections, or can acknowledge them, or can show you a little bit of that, then you're missing the mark. And what we're showing right now is, because people are going nuts saying, oh, look, the Queen of England really isn't the Queen. There's other claimants to the Queen. Yeah, the Queen of England is not even British. She's German. It's a false claim. The succession is determined by a group of people who have nothing to do with even understanding the bloodlines. It's power and politics. And to connect the monarchy, to say that the monarchy is any more powerful or more human or more divine or in any way connected to the spiritual world, is complete insanity. These are the corrupt people who ended up on the throne, okay? They're the winners. They rewrote history. We've told you all about the way that the Empire Press Union controlled what was written, what was put in books, and how they were disseminated through the Andrew Carnegie libraries in America to always make the British look as if they were our friends when they have always been our enemies. And we can show you, and have shown you that throughout all of this, you're probably going to find a British element in no matter how dirty it gets, except Hillary Clinton tries to be the Queen of America. And so her corrupt lineage and the Clinton Foundation corruption and her election rigging and all the many people who have coincidentally died around her that were involved with evidence that could put her in jail. You know, she's about the only one that isn't 100% sold out to the Queen because she thinks she is the Queen.
Is Nigel Farage a friend of Trump?
Well, yes and no. Bojo was an enemy of Trump, called him every name there was, put his arm around George Papadopoulos and said, and then later said, oh, George, come on in. You know, we give you the red carpet treatment. We created an institute you can be the head of. Blah, blah, blah. Introduced him to everybody. Set him up with three honeypots. That was George Papadopoulos, who had never met Trump. So Bojo is as corrupt as he can possibly be. Nigel Farage, what is he? He is the voice saying, get out of Brexit. I mean, get out of the European Union. Why is he saying that? Because we already got to see that George Soros wasn't able to take over the entire European Union and get all of them into one central bank. He did his best. He ripped them off. He robbed them. He had us pay their NATO bills. He had us pay them through derivatives. They created the Bank for International Settlement is completely corrupt. It's nothing more than an economic money scheme. So when that was petered out, then Nigel Farage says, get out of the European Union. Why? So it can be separate again so that people who are economic predators like George Soros can come in, as they always have, along with the Bowers, the Rothschilds, and de Worms, and the Perbrights, and the Roseberries, and the all of them, you know. You look closely, and you're going to find the British fomenting dissent completely. For instance, the dissent in America. Trace it back. Look where the money came from. If you go to its true origin, you're going to find it came from Britain, whether it's the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, whether it be the, you'll never see a Rothschild name, but you'll see all the people that they supported and were their agents. But anyway, you'll see all these people under the name of democracy, and you'll see the Tides Foundation, you'll see the Ford Foundation, you'll see Open Society, and all of them are as corrupt as can be. They are intelligence agencies attempting to manipulate social behavior so that they can then basically be predators who take advantage of that in every way imaginable. If there's money involved, these predators are there. So what we're seeing with all the people going on the news, that I guess we should have expected that. It's all lies, so who are they hiring? The people who are the biggest liars.
I also posted on the Cat Report a video of a woman who went to a training to become a contact tracer. And as I was listening to the video, it became apparent that what we're really talking about here is Dragonfly, the social credit scoring system that we had talked about a lot in our previous audios that was going on with Eric Schmidt rolling this out in China. But as I was listening to this woman, I was like, oh my, this is social credit scoring that's happening right here in the United States, but under the name contact tracing.
This is horrifying, and let me create a backdrop for this. If you go to socialist attempted countries like France, you'll find they work 4 days a week. You'll find they work 7 hours a day. You'll find that they get massages. They have people come to their house to give them a massage each week. You'll find that socialism drained them to the point of what you now see as a failed nation of France, whether they know it or not. I don't know that they ever came out of economic martial law. They've been under assault since the time they allowed George Soros migrants, which were, as we pointed out, brought over on ships paid for by George Soros, usually licensed through Germany. And so it was Merkel and Soros bringing in all the migrants. So in these socialist systems, what do they want? They want you at home. They want you staying home. They want you online and they want you consuming. And if necessary, they're going to give you a basic universal income. Why? So you have money to spend. They want you to be a stay-at-home
spender.
Spender, period. That's it. And they want to be able to control you, as you know. All you have to say is fishing rods. I want to go fishing, and on your Facebook will appear ads for fishing rods. So they're listening whether your phone is on or off. They're trying to sell you everything there is because there's money flow involved. So in a socialist country, they need a lockdown system, but it needs to be willing. So what we're talking about is a totalitarian socialist system. Everybody stay home. You don't need to work unless you want to. We're going to give you everything you need. And don't ask how we do it. But it's going to be completely globalist. And so we're going to sell out to China, and we're going to sell out to every other nation that wants to come in and be predators. And who's going to win the money? The people doing the deals with the predators.
And a year ago, I would have said, yeah, how are you going to get everybody in their homes doing this? But look what has happened to the whole world with coronavirus. Just this hoax and the fear and the terror that was put into people that they agreed to do this. Because you have to agree, you have to be willing to do it. Now, with the contact tracing right now in the United States, they are offering you an app that they say, oh, you can just download this for free. And it's going to help you to make sure that wherever you go, you're not around these people, these nasty coronavirus carriers, you know. But it also tracks you. And then as you keep walking down the road of where this is headed, you see it's a control device to keep you literally locked in your digital prison, so that they will tell you when you can go grocery shopping and where you can go grocery shopping and what social activities you can do. This is, you cannot download this to your phone. And if it comes to that, we're just going to have to get rid of these smartphones, just throw them away and go back to the little old flip phones.
Well, once you realize that that smartphone is an evil robot warrior trying to control you, but through, you know, social totalitarianism, where you feel like you're just a really happy consumer. So here's the deal. Whether you like it or not, if you got a new phone, it's already, your phone is capable for contact tracing, period. Now, this is going to shock you. It shocked me when I found out some of these things. Some of it I knew. Some of it I had unfortunately heard about, but I didn't have confirmed until now. If you get tested for coronavirus and you even slightly nod, they simply use your iPhone and they simply touch their phone to your phone. And because your iPhone is, any smartphone is already, any Android or smartphone, iPhone, they already have updates. So they touch their phone as they do the test on you, and now they trace you. Whether you like it or not, there's no constitution, you have no rights. They believe that when they're talking about a contagion, and that magic word contagion, that means that you are a deadly force and you're going to kill everything around you.
Well, you've been reduced to an animal, mm-hmm. a piece of cattle that they can move around and inoculate and vaccinate and prod.
And they will, because they need to have the full credit, social credit system in place. It's in place in China, and the people that they've talked to say, if you don't have the right high enough credit score, you can't take a single step. They mean that. You can't even step out of your house. You can't do anything. You can't go online. You can't have entertainment. You can't watch TV. You don't have the credit to buy food. That's it. You don't exist anymore. So that's what they can do to you with the power of this. Now, if you get a test, and that's what this is all about, because every time they give you that test, it goes into the results for the CDC, and then the Johns Hopkins University lies about it, and other places, Washington University, and so on and so forth. So that little test that you get, let's say that they say, oh, you have it, but you have no symptoms. Uh-oh. Every person that you have been in contact at work, in a bus, on a subway, in your home, you must isolate yourself, and they must quarantine themselves for 14 days. And that's because the way they count it, there's 2 days that you could have had it before you then gave it to others based upon when they took the test on you. Then they're going to say you have to, because you have coronavirus, though you don't have any symptoms whatsoever, you're asymptomatic. You will have to be isolated. That means from your dog, from your cat, from your family, from everyone. And this is all the new law in California.
And they will call in Child Protective Services, because if you've been identified as having it, that gives them permission to remove your children from your home. This is horrific. And if you think you can avoid it, you can't. Because even if you don't, you think you're not getting tested and all this, if someone with the app comes next to your phone, it'll pick up your phone that you were in their circle, even if it's a stranger. Then they have your identification. They can come in, the contact. Yeah, they call it contract tracing. It's not. It's called, really, it's contact tracing. Then they can come to your home and force their agenda on you. This is pure evil. And where is it coming from? It's coming from the demons, the demon rats. And this is why all of you out here have to make sure that everyone in your network votes red in November, and that we get to the polls no matter what, and we vote en masse. We have to stop this evil.
It'll only be a minute that we vote through our phone, and they just tell us who won. There will be no paper ballot. There will be no truth in voting. And that's all being planned because we are so addicted to our devices through our smartphones, our computers, our laptops, our all of our entertainment, through all of our Internet of Things. We are so addicted to it because why? Demons literally work through them unless you turn those demons to the light. So you can use those devices for good. But in general, because most people aren't conscious enough to do that, they are used for ill.
I agree. They can be, all of this technology can be so wonderful. For example, I love the robot technology because it can actually take care of what we call the slave class. And the world has always needed a slave class to run the economy because that provided cheap labor. I mean, you could just go back to Egyptian days, and everywhere in the world were always these slaves. So if this type of work has to be done, then let's let the robots do that kind of work. A great way to use robots, and it sets humanity free to do other higher level thinking and productivity skills and talents and expressions of their own humanity. But if we go the route of where the Democrats want to take us, those robots become warriors against humanity.
And it's as frightening as you can imagine, and it's worse. So what you do is very, very simple. You don't get tested, and you tell everyone don't get tested. They tell, what does Pelosi say? Pelosi speaks what the devil wants her to speak. And she said, testing, tracing, and treatment. Now,
yeah,
treatment
but,
is vaccines
but
for
they
her.
Won't get tested because that was offered to them to come back to the house, and they won't get tested.
They know that when they test you, you go into the system. Just like when people do their ancestry search through their DNA, that's not going to tell you much about your recent ancestry. And it's basically goes into a system where they have your DNA. They can arrest you now because why? Many of the smartphones require your thumbprint. So they have everybody's fingerprint now, don't they? And it's updated all the time. And every time you say that you allow your phone to track where you are, they know where you are and they can predict where you'll go next. So here's the sad reality. Let's say that I work at a automotive company as an engineer and someone had coronavirus in my office. The tracing device in the phones will say that I sit, not far from that person, so they can come to my house without warning. So don't open your door and don't answer your doorbell to anyone you don't know, period, ever. And they, once they open that door, you can't close the door on them. They can come in, they can take your children. It literally, we have seen the documents, whether you like it or not, you don't have to sign them. This is basically, they're saying this is super constitutional rights that make the Bill of Rights mean nothing. So they can come in and they can tell you, oh, you sat next to somebody, you must quarantine yourself. And now that you've contacted everyone in your house, they must quarantine themselves. And since you're old people, since you don't have the capacity to do for your children, let's say that they come and they test you. Let's say that the father who sat there proves to be asymptomatic. Okay, he has to isolate. Well, if you don't have the money and the capacity to do so, they do it for you. That's called a FEMA camp. That's why there's medical equipment in all the FEMA camps. That's why we have the capacity to hold millions and millions of people in the FEMA camps all throughout America. And they're all stocked and ready, and they have the military there guarding them. Anybody ever think about that? Why are we paying all that money? Because this was planned for Hillary Clinton. The pandemic was going to take down everything and put us into a totalitarian socialist government, and the Constitution was going to be flushed. Bill of Rights, forget about it. They would have said, until the riots, they said, you can't meet in public. In other words, they took away all of your constitutional rights, first, second, all of them. They took away all of them. And so this was the plan. Now, the deal is, don't get tested. Don't let anybody you know get tested. It doesn't help. We all get herd immunity to this. It doesn't matter if you get it, you're going to recover. 99.8% chance, and those are lying statistics. It should be much greater than that. It should be 99. I won't even go into it. Instead of 0.0% people die from who get contact to it, it's 0.01, not 0.2. That's a huge difference. As crazy fascist Fauci just came out and said, it spread much further than we ever knew. In other words, y'all got it, so don't go get tested. It doesn't matter. You're not. It's not going to hurt you. And secondly, that it is not as virulent as he thought, and that it certainly doesn't kill as many people as thought, and that wearing a mask is stupid, it's symbolic, and only a person in direct contact with the coronavirus person should wear a mask, and that's if they are a medical personnel. That's what he said. That's his seventh opinion. We're in a stage of insanity.
You said the other day that he needs to be picked up for murder. Can you go over that again?
He knows all of this. It's all complicit. He's been paid under the table by Bill Gates, by Melinda Gates, by Bill and Hillary, by the World Economic Forum, by the World Health Organization. He has been paid off for 30 years to make sure that no one gets a cure for AIDS, no one gets a proper treatment for AIDS, and that only the pharmaceutical companies make actually more money than war. Yeah, right. No, you're going to call me crazy. Sorry, it's the truth. If you count the hospitals and the doctors and the iatropic death, the doctor-induced death, and the pharmaceutical companies and vaccines, if you roll it all together and the way that they treat our food to basically make it sterile, no enzymes, dead, the vaccines they put in our animals' food, all the domestic animals, all the animals we eat, so we eat all that stuff, whether we like it or not, GMOs, it's all the same nonsense. You got to ask the question. Why would anybody do this? There's only one logical answer. To kill a whole bunch of people. So we're in a war. Some of us will survive because we'll get smart and some of us won't.
Well, they predicted that the economy was going to crash and burn, and that is not what the numbers show. The economy is on fire.
Even in its worst state, when they say Trump has 38% approval, add 10 to 15 to that always. So he still has higher approval than Obama, even during what was supposed to be a depression and a worldwide economic restructuring. Trump has turned it around into not quite a bankruptcy. We're just going to print fiat currency. And because we control the credit of the world, and because we control the currency of the world, well, we'll all come out fine. And not only that, look at the stock market. It's booming. Look at the jobs report. Look at where we're headed. Where we're headed is, unfortunately, and we told a little bit of this, we didn't want to tell you the crazy thing that was about to happen. But it's all going to bounce back exactly as he said. He sounds like a cheerleader, Trump. But it's far beyond cheerleading. The system has been put into place. And because of these, the PPP and all these other incentives and trillions of dollars, and remember, he has over $6 trillion at his fingertips if he wants to use it. So any place, when the economy starts to come back online, any place Trump sees that needs money, he literally has multiple trillions of dollars already approved in loans from the U.S. Fed. Plus, remember, this is going to force the Fed into negative interest rates. Now, negative interest rates basically make America unsinkable. Anybody ever talk about that? That's the reason that Germany didn't go down. That's the reason all those fake banks didn't go down. They went into negative interest rates. And then everybody went to them. And then we shipped our gold to them. But guess what just happened? 550 tons of gold just got shipped to America from Switzerland. What does that mean, folks? Anybody would know what that means. Our economy is about ready to rocket into space. We had sent out record number of gold repatriation to the corrupt banks in Germany and Switzerland and throughout the European Union, to Britain, all these places, right? But now we have gold coming back from the secret Switzerland gold vaults.
What happened there? How did that happen?
Well, if people understand this, it's rarely, we've tried to explain this to people, it's somewhat complicated. Well, the gold vaults are numbered gold vaults. Bank accounts. There's no names on them. Mm-hmm. The numbers, nobody knows whose gold that is. I'll tell you whose gold it is.
It's Barrick's gold?
No, Barrick gold is fake gold. It is real gold. And if it's real gold, there's only one place it could possibly be coming from. The rogue CIA. And where's its headquarters? Switzerland.
Oh, well, you've always said that. So... How is that happening? Who is going in to get the CIA gold to bring it back to the America? Because the CIA had to be very careful in releasing that gold, didn't they? Because if they released it too fast on the market, it would be suspicious. So they had to set up all these fake corporations so that they could launder the gold. Am I remembering this correctly?
Yes.
Okay, so who got onto them and why are they, how are they, this is, tell us about it.
This shows me, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we're going to go to a basket of gold, silver, platinum, possibly some types of digital coins, as well as many other things. And so we're going to basically restructure our economy. And so when the rogue CIA saw this happening, they said, we want to get a piece of that. So whoever did this deal for the 550 tons, which they won't tell anybody why this money is coming, who it's coming from, why it just happens to be sent to us.
Well, how do you know about it?
Because you don't move 550 tons of gold out of the gold vault at the end of the Zurich runway without everybody knowing.
And your peeps called you and told you this?
No, it's in the news.
Okay.
No, it's in the news. Nobody will explain what it means.
They just said this happened.
Yes.
And you knew what that meant.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And what did I say? I said
that. Well, I've always said, it doesn't matter. Let them print as much money as they want because it's all fiat currency from the Federal Reserve. And in the end, you just collapse that and you reset with the new U.S. Treasury.
We didn't owe Germany any gold, let alone physical gold. We didn't owe any of those companies, any of those countries, any physical gold. And nobody owes us physical gold unless you want to go to the Bank for International Settlements, which is in Switzerland, by the way. So did somebody do a deal? No, I don't think so. I think this is the rogue CIA moving money into our currency through a fake U.S. Federal Reserve movement of money out. Because remember, they took all their stock market money. That one-third of their assets, one-third of their balance sheet was what? The stock market, the New York Stock Exchange.
The CIA's.
This is the U.S. Federal Reserve.
Oh, the Federal Reserve.
And okay. So now they need, they got, those are all fake digital numbers. And they can't claim any income from it anyway. So what are they going to do? They're going to literally move a bunch of friggin' gold to the U.S. Federal Reserve. That's insanity, but that's where we're at this point. Because why? Some say their balance sheet is at minus $10 trillion at
this moment. Oh, yeah.
Because remember, they carry a lot more than just the United States, the U.S. Federal Reserve. Because of the way that they manipulate
currencies. So is the gold being moved for the CIA or for the Federal Reserve?
No one knows. But I would suggest that this is an insinuation. That
is it? How about the Rothschilds? Maybe it's just the Rothschilds.
No. This is our economy ready to burst.
Okay.
And this is Blackstone.
Uh-huh.
These are the people behind HSBC, behind Deutsche Bank, behind Blackstone, behind the New York Fed.
Well, I don't want to have any more of those companies and those banks running us, Douglas.
Well, what I'm saying is they're seeing that this is so good that right now, unprecedentedly, they are doing things that no one ever could have even imagined. Why? Because they need to get their piece of the pie. I always say, you follow the money, you follow the rat trails, or you follow the seven deadly sins. You follow the road to hell, and you can predict what these people are going to do. So any minute, we're going to see some kind of bizarre adjustment that happens with the U.S. Fed and the Treasury. Any minute. But it won't happen until he starts to get the results of the economy and whether the PPP worked and whether the stimulus money worked.
Oh, the PPP was a huge success.
Of course it is.
And you saw it straight V. They said it couldn't be done. And I hear that there could be an extension, and I'm all in favor of that because the companies that were able to weather it out, and thank you for the PPP, and get to the other side, we can make it the long haul just with a little bit more. That would really help.
Now, there's the greatest thing that has happened out of this is that the Democratic governors have demonstrated themselves to be Nazis. That they think they can tell us what to do, they think they can dictate our lives, and they think they can install totalitarian socialism on us against our will based upon the dictates of a contagion, of a pandemic, of an epidemic. They have no statistics that support that, and if I would love to stand next to Fauci and debate the CDC statistics, and you would hear that man tell so many lies that it is disgusting. What they show you are lies. Imagine that the numbers given so far are 5,000? No, folks, no, 1/4 of that. That's how many might have had coronavirus. Did they die from it? Maybe 1/4 of them died from it. But look, let me just tell you the statistics. Last I checked, 440,000 people died directly connected to smoking. In other words, emphysema, lung cancer. That's every year, okay? How many really die? 5 times that. You have to consider kidneys, you have to consider liver, you have to consider all kinds of other things. So heart disease. So if you consider that, let's just say that 500,000 people die that they admit from cigarettes. Let's just call it what it is, probably more like 2 million. Let's just call it 1 million. So 1 million a year die from cigarettes, and they're on every street corner, and they try to get our children to get addicted to them, and they vape, they allow it to be vaped, or whatever you call that. What do? They make it mechanical so that then it's even worse and it kills our children. This is on every street corner. This is approved by the FDI, the CDC, the NIC, the National Health Institute. Why don't they just say, I'm sorry, we can't allow anyone. Wait a second, contact tracing? Wait a second. Social distancing? If you even stand next to someone who smokes cigarettes, on their body are so many evil chemicals that it can kill you from simply standing next to them, and yet that's allowed. That's who we're dealing with. They want to kill people. Sugar's the same way. Alcohol's the same way.
Duh. They want to kill us. Bill Gates has said as much. I mean, that's what his vaccination program is about. That's what the smoking, the bad food is about, everything. They want to depopulate us. They want to reduce humanity. And who's to say they haven't done this before in other ancient times? That they come, this ruling class, they get all big and all that. Then all of a sudden they realize that the folks down below get their gig. And so they wipe us out and they start over again.
Overpopulation. Number one issue for Bill Gates, number one issue for the Clinton Foundation, number one issue for George Soros, number one issue for all of the Silicon Valley people. They want billions of us dead so that they can play, and the other thing they want is to extend their life. Now, they believe in the vaccine theory, which is completely insane. Anyone who'd believe in that is just stupid. I'm sorry.
Bill Gates does not vaccinate his children.
Correct. And the Silicon Valley people don't let those digital machines anywhere near their children, period, ever, never. They send their children to Waldorf schools, and they let their staff bring chickens to work so that they can be natural and eat the eggs that are laid by the chicken. This is where we're at, okay? So if you believe that you have to have the new iPhone update, you need to stop and ask yourself the question, why? Because your phone already does more than you can possibly even conceive of. So what we're dealing with here is that the coronavirus and it is simply another tool to try to leverage Trump out of office so that they can get on with their agenda. And it doesn't matter whether Joe Biden, who doesn't even know his name, doesn't know what office he's running for, doesn't know who he's running against, Nancy Pelosi, who doesn't know who the president is, Nadler or Schiff, the biggest liar, the wannabe Hollywood actor, but his eyes are bugging out of his head, You know, these people are the most pathetic people I've ever seen in my life, and they represent the Democrats in Washington, D.C. That's the best they have. Gavin Newsom, who wants to give our country to illegal aliens and people living on the street, and it's so, oh my gosh. We are dealing in a time when it's about consciousness. Now, if you haven't figured out that the physical world is not the spiritual world, and it's not heaven, that heaven is in you. So if you happen to live in a place like we do, in where we have worked all of our life to come to a certain place, we have a little heaven, right? Well, that's one thing you can do. It's very rare to get that done. And when you have a governor like Governor Gestapo Gretchen Whitless of Michigan, who tries to tell you you can't have a haircut, or that there's a difference between a family-owned hardware store and Walmart's, they're trying to get you to comply without thinking. Your devices make you not think, but they don't get you to comply. There might be a speck of freedom. You might be an outlier with a tiny speck of freedom left in you, and you want to protect it, and oh, you don't want to wear a mask because Fauci just said they're symbolic and anyone who wore one is kind of stupid, okay? Oh, but wait, all the stupids who are still reacting to what he said the first time before he changed his mind six other times insist that everyone has to wear a mask when in fact it promotes the virus. So we're living in an age of disinformation and we need to have discernment, and that's what this is all about. It's all about if our intelligence department says that they're part of intelligence, imagine they're counterintelligence. If Soros says he's the economic leader of the world, imagine he's the economic predator of the world. If they say they're going to take Trump down, remember, he's rubber, you're glue. What you call him bounces off him and sticks to you. How many times do we have to tell you that? You are so stupid. When you attack Trump, you Democrat Nazi governors showed that you don't want anybody's vote. And that you certainly don't actually support Black Lives Matter, and that you do support Antifa, but you don't even know where it came from, and it's actually a fascist group that was fighting. I don't even want to go into it. Right now, it's from Ukraine, okay? So the Ukrainian influence in America and the Iranian influence in America, John Kerry, thank you very much for bringing that in for us. So everywhere you look, you get to see the opposite of what is really happening. So the Wuhan update is, don't believe Richard Dearlove. And crazy bat doctor, she has a synthetic virus she hasn't really told anybody about that could also accidentally slip out, because what have they had? They say their second doctor died there at the Wuhan lab, the P4 lab. Whole bunch of doctors died there because they disappeared. And the doctors who first did the sequencing for the genome in Shanghai, they're all gone. And crazy bad doctor, they got her family locked up somewhere, and she's saying anything that they're telling her to say. So she's the one who first came out and said, it came from the wet market. Bats aren't sold in the wet market, crazy bat lady, and you know that. Nobody stands against the Brits, whether it's China or especially the Scottish. There's a thing that the kings of England had, and that's what caused Wallace to go crazy, that the king of England could have sex with your wife on your wedding night because his inoculation is divine. And so the king of England would have sex with the Scottish royalty's wives on their wedding night. It's called the right of first night. This is the way the British have always been. They're the worst of all the fascists. And so they fought with the Scottish.
But what we're seeing in history is a replay. It's always been the Scots versus the Brits. And even when we come to the United States, we were fighting the Brits. Then we turn around now and we see we never won the American Revolution. And we're still fighting the Brits. But thank goodness we have a Highlander.
Trump is of the Clan MacLeod. And if you happen to be a big fan of the original movie Highlander and all of its subsequent stuff, then you know there can be only one, and that it's a Highlander. Of all the races, there's the one. And that race was the Scottish Highlander. And why? Because they fought and fought and fought against the British, who were, you know, overpowered them, had a greater, well, in every way, it was a superior power. But the Scots gave them more trouble than ever. Remember, the Romans in England couldn't win the Scots, so they built the Hadrian Wall to keep the friggin' Scots from coming out of the north to defeat them. So we have Trump, the Highlander, a MacLeod, who's holding up a Bible that comes from the Clan MacLeod and comes from basically Scottish revivalism. And he is the antithesis of Andrew Carnegie, the Scot who came and basically tried to steal all freedom of thought in America. So what we have here is, again, as you just said, Betsy, we have a Scot standing up against Queen Lizzie. And he knew full well when he was visiting Queen Lizzie what was in her purse. The golden shares that even controlled Lockheed Martin, our number one military contractor, is owned by the Queen. Do you think Trump doesn't know that? Of course he knows that. And he also knows that she controls it every day with her little red box. And it's her parliament. It's her government. Listen to her words when she speaks. It is her everything. So whether you like it or not, it's also her church. It's her country. It's her United Kingdom. It's her 54 Commonwealth nations. And basically, America is the 55th. And they've always believed, as we've just pointed out with Lillian Scott Troy, that they had a way of trying to win over Americans so that they would become more British than the British, so they could get their peerage, they could become a baron, they could have a castle, they could meet with the Queen, for heaven's sakes, when in fact the Queen and the kings before her and the monarchy, which claim to be British, they're Germans. And they're actually usurpers, they're interlopers. And there are many other claimants to the throne of England, which one could debate might be just as efficacious or accurately placed upon some of the claimants. One of which I know, and others of which I've been studying for years, but what I notice is the men who claim it, they always keep adding to their story. Well, look, you know, I read your story 20 years ago, but, you know, you've now added a holy grail. You've now added things that you don't have.
He added Serco and Kinetic.
Yeah.
I know this, if you're listening to this and you haven't been following the Cat Report, you may go, what are they talking about? So let's stop being so esoteric and wrap it up. Hey, folks, we're winning. It looks crazy out there, but hang on. Do your part. Keep educating and enlightening your network. You are a leader and an influencer, and thank you for being in our community.